Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pei Ches. We're beginning about a third of the way down at the two dots, which quotes the Mishnah. Yosom Sheshachatu Olav Apotropsim V'chule. We said that if a Nebuchadnezzar child is an orphan and he has two different guardians, and Apotropos is the guardian that Beis Din appoints for him, so if he has two different guardians and they each shechting a Korban Pesach on his behalf, so he's allowed to go and take whichever one he wants. Now, that seems to imply, and we alluded to this the other day, albeit we're going to give a slightly different teretz today, Shamas Minah, this seems to tell us that Yesh Breira, again, the Korban Pesach is a Din Daraisa, and therefore, if we allow this young child to pick whichever one he wants, that seems to say that after the fact, you can say this is the one that really was designated for this child. But that is Breira. It's a retroactive determination, and that normally is not allowed by Din Daraisa. So can we really learn from our Mishnah that retroactive determination, Breira, does work by Din Daraisa? Isn't it only working by Din Darabanan? So previously we gave the Teretz that we're dealing with, that at the time of the Shlita, before the Shlita, the person chose which one he wanted. But here we give a different teretz. Rav Zeira said there's a pasuk that has an extra word in it. So the pasuk tells us, in Parshas Bo, the pasuk of the Korban Pesach, where it tells us that Dabru called Das Yisrael Leimor Besor Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 10th day of Nisan, you take the Korban Pesach, V'yikhu Lahem Ish Se Levei Savos. Every person has to take a Korban for his household, for each person in the house. And then it says, Sela Boys, that you'll take additionally Sela Boys. What does that extra word Sela Boys come to teach us? So the Gemara tells us, the Rav Zeira says, this extra word Sela Boys comes to teach us Mikol Makom. It means, as Rashi points out, that this can be done even against the will of the person. Ish bal habayis, Rashi says, yikachen l'cho b'nei beiso v'ein tzorich daitan. He doesn't need their permission. So that's why this katan, when the apotropos went and selected the Korban Pesach for him, it's not a question of retroactive determination. It is a din that he's allowed to go pick it against his will. And the Gemara quotes a braisa that says exactly the same thing. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says in the braisa, sela boyis, the extra words, malami sh'odem mevi v'shochet, a person is allowed to go and bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of, it says, Ayidei Bino. It doesn't mean via his son. It doesn't ask the Bino Bito Ketanim to actually go shecht it. Rashi explains that this Loshen of Ayidei means Bishvil, on the behalf of. So the person is allowed to go and shecht the Korban Pesach on behalf of Ayidei Bino Bito Ketanim, his young son or daughter that are Ketanim, or Ayidei Abdo V'Shivchoso Ketanim, or his male or female Eved or Shivcho Kinanis. And this is true, Bein Midaiton, with or without their approval, Bein Shalom Midaiton, even without their approval, it's perfectly good. However, Abba Ein Shochet is not allowed to go do this, Ayidei Bino Bito Agdolim, Bishvil, again, Ayidei doesn't mean via, it means for his son or daughter that are Gedolim, or Ayidei Abdo V'Shivchoso Ivrim, they are Eved Ivri, or a Shivcho Ivris, and Amoho Ivriya, they are in a different category, they're full-fledged 100% Jews, and they are not considered in his property in a similar way that an Eved or Shifcho Kinanis is. And likewise, Vayidei Ishto, he can go and shecht for his wife. However, in all of these situations, B'no B'to Agdolim, or Avdo Shifchosu Ivrim, or Vayidei Ishto, when he's doing it for these people, it must be Elam Midaita. They have to go and give their approval. So we see that Sela Boy is for a Katan. That's why the Apotropsim, when they both shecht of the Korban Pesach on behalf of this child, it's not a question of bravery, it's because they're allowed to go and shecht on behalf of somebody even without his das. Bro brings down a similar braisa, almost the exact same thing. The order is reversed, but this is the exact same thing. Tan Yidach, another braisa says, Lo yishchot odom, lo yidei b'no b'to agdolim, lo yidei abdo v'shivchoso ivrim, v'yidei ishto elamidaitan. Here it gives the second part that the first braisa said, it gives it first. And it says, you're not allowed to go shecht the Korban Pesach for these adult children, older children, or your Evan Avery, or your wife. In all of these situations, it can only be shechted if they agree, midaiton, with their approval. However, even against their approval, you're allowed to go and shecht, amoshochiru ayideh b'no b'to aktanim, ayideh abdo v'shivchosu aktanim, they midaiton, ben shalom midaiton. For these people, your children under the age of bar bas mitzvah, or your Evid Kenani, or your shivcho kenanis, so then you don't need their permission, you can go and shecht the Korban Pesach and include them in it, even without their permission. Then the Braisa tells us what happens if they didn't know that the master was shechting on their behalf. So you have the Eved or Shivcho Kinanis, the Chulon Sheshachtu, they shechted on their, for their own selves, a Korban Pesach. But also their master, Veshachat Rabban Olayin. So which Korban Pesach to use, Yotzin Bishel Rabban. Use the Korban Pesach that their master shechted for them on their behalf, then Yotzin Bishel Atzman, and they can't fulfill the obligation to eat the Korban Pesach with the Korban Pesach that they shechted for themselves, the one exception being Chutz Mino Isha, except for his wife, Shecholo Limchos, because she can say, I don't want your Korban Pesach, I'm willing to go and take my own Korban Pesach. A woman normally, a wife is normally going to be financially supported by her husband, and therefore the husband would have the right to go and shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf because he's supporting her. But if she says, listen, I don't want your support, I can make more money without you, I'll take care of myself, and I don't want your support, and therefore I don't want your Korban Pesach. So then she has the right to do so. She can say, I'm making my own Korban Pesach. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, why only the wife? What about the Bino Bito Agedolim and the Eved Ivri? Maishna Isha, why is a woman allowed to protest but not the others? As Rashi says, Klomar, Maishna Ihi, Me Abdo Shivchosu Ivrim. Why is her halachic status different than the Eved Ivri or the Amoho Ivriya or his adult children? But no, Bito Agdolim. So Gemara says, yeah, no, that's not what we meant. We didn't mean only his wife, Chutzmino Isha. We meant Omarova, Isha, Vachol Domilo. A wife or the others that also have the right, if they wish to, not be included in this Korban Pesach. So again, the only ones that this really applies to is the Eved Kenani or the Bino Ubito Hagitanim. But now we're going to point out that it seems to be this Brisa is telling us two different implications. We just brought down at the end of this Brisa, it's a Chutz Mino Isha. So that tells us, Amris, Chutz Mino Isha, Shechol Limchos, that his wife can protest, or called the Domilo, all the ones that are like the wife can protest. That implies that if they protest, then they're not included. Taimo Demachi. If they say, I do not want to be in your Korban Pesach, so then they're not included in the Korban Pesach. Implication being, Halo Machi, if they don't actively protest, then Nafka B'Shel Bala, they automatically are included in the husband or the father's or the Evet Ivri, his master's Korban Pesach. So it seems that the Stam position is that they're included, and it's only if they protest that they're not included. But that's not what it said in the Reisha. Vok Tani Reisha, it said in the Reisha, V'loai the Ishto Elami Daitan, that the only way your wife and the Domi Law, the Bino Bito Akdolim and the Eved Ivri or the Omo Ivriya are allowed to be included, is if they specifically state, yes, we want to, implying Hastama, the default position is Lo Nafka. They're not going to be Yotze. So you have the Reisha, the Stam position is Lo Nafka, and the Sefer, the Stam position is Nafka. So what's going on? It seems to be internally contradictory. So Gemara says, no. What does it mean when it says Elami Daitan? It means it doesn't mean that they specifically said, we want to be included in it. That's not what midaita means. Ella, it means bistama. It means that they didn't specify that they don't wish to be included in it. Lafuke hecha de omar lo. As opposed to if they specifically said, no, we don't want to be into it. So therefore, the stam position is that they are included in it unless they actively stated that they don't want to be included in it. That's how we reconcile the Reisha and the Sefer. But there's a problem. Because v'ha kulam shishachatu v'shachat rabban aleihem, because we said also in this brisa that in case the minor children, the bino bito hakitanim or the eved kinani, with the shechta korban pesach on themselves, and the rebbe, the father, also shechta korban pesach on the behalf, they're only allowed to be yotzi mishel rabban. That implies that in that situation the bistama. This is a stam case. They didn't say, we do not want to be yotzi with you. And yet it said, chutz mino isha v'nei limchos. So it seems to say that in the stam case, that the woman is not fulfilling her obligation with the husband because she didn't specifically state she wants to. So we seem to again say that the stam case is not going to automatically be included. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood it. Omar Rava, Kivan Shishachatu, we're dealing here with a case where they actually shechted their own Korban Pesach, so you can't say that's a stam case. They shechted their own Korban Pesach. What greater macha is there than them shechting their own Korban Pesach? Ein l'cha michui gadol mizeh. The fact that the wife or the domi-law went and shechted their own Korban Pesach, that is as big a macha as there is. But if they don't make a macha, then the stam position is, as we said, that they are in fact going to be yotzei with the husband slash father slash baal. Then we quote the Mishnah where it said, Eved shoshnei shutvim v'chulei, we said, if the Eved belonged to two different people, so, and they each set a Korban Pesach for him, so you're not going to be able to use either Korban Pesach. That's what we said in the Mishnah.
But Rami lo Ravena Saba, Ravena Saba, the elder Ravena, he said to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, but our Mishnah seems to contradict the Brisa. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eved shel shnei shluvim lo yochal mishel shneim, as we just quoted from the Mishnah, that if Eved belongs to two separate masters, and Eved Kanani belongs to two separate masters, so if each of them went and shechted the korban pesach on his behalf, he's not allowed to go eat from either of them. But there's a Brisa that seems to contradict our Mishnah. It says in the Brisa, Rotzo mizeh ochel, Rotzo mizeh ochel, that he has a field of his choice. He can do whatever he would like. And he wishes to have master one, his Korban Pesach, gizuntayit, he can. If he wishes to rather be in master number two's Korban Pesach, gizuntayit, he can. That's a direct contradiction to our Mishnah. What's going on? So Rav Nachman was asked this question from Rav Eina Saba, and Rav Nachman responds to him and he says, Amalei, Eina Saba, I will give you the answer. Or the Amrile, he called him Pasya Ukma. Now, a Pasya Ukma means literally a blackened earthenware type of a vessel. We have throughout Shas, this is actually a complementary type of a statement. There are a number of different understandings of this Pasya Ukma. And that is that he's such a big Talmud Chacham that he's like a blackened pot that's been used over and over and over again, that he's a great Talmud Chacham, he's blackened from all of his learning. Others say because he's so poor that his skin turns like a blackened type of color because he doesn't have good nutrition, or he doesn't pay so much attention to his clothing or to his health because he's so busy and involved in his learning that he becomes like a blackened pot. In any way, this is a compliment. Doesn't necessarily sound like one to us, but he called him, you black pot. So, pasya ukma. So he said, between you and me, minei uminach, from my understanding and your question, tistayim shmaisa. So we can come to the right halachic statement. A shmaisa is a halachic statement. So, masnisen, in our Mishnah, we said that he doesn't have a choice of going with either one of them. The reason is because our Mishnah is v'tokapte ahadadi. The two owners don't get along with each other, and neither wants the other one to benefit from him. So therefore, if owner A says, listen, I don't want you to get any benefit from my section of the slave, and therefore, I'm not letting my slave go on your Korban Pesach. And owner B says the same thing to owner A, I'm not letting my section of the slave get benefit from you. In other words, they're unfortunately angry with each other, and they're not really very nice to each other. So our Mishnah is talking about the Kapti Ahadadi, that neither one wants to let the other one get any benefit from their section, from their ownership piece. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says the poor Eved is stuck in between and can't be yotzei with either one of them. But the Braisa, which said, no problem. If he wants to go with owner A, he can. If he wants to go with owner B, he can. That's because in the Braisa, the lo kapte adadi, the Braisa is talking about with the two guys like each other, they're partners. And therefore, owner A says to owner B, because of date, if he wants to use my share and eat your Korban Pesach, my share eating your Korban Pesach, not only your share eating your Korban Pesach, is on date. And likewise, owner B says the same thing. Then we quote the Mishnah, Misha Chetzu ben Chorin, lo yocha mishal rabu v'chule. If a person is a half freed, in other words, let's say he originally had two masters and one freed him and the other one didn't. So he's a Chatzi ben Chorin and a Chatzi Eved Kenani. So he's in a limbo state. So in that situation, we said he's also not allowed to eat from the remaining owner's Korban Pesach because the remaining owner didn't necessarily allow the free portion of him to go and eat in the Korban Pesach. Of course, if he said you can, then it would be allowed. So Gemara says, Mishal Rabo hu delo yochal, avo Mishal Asmo yochal. The implication from the Mishnah seems to be that, okay, granted, he can't eat from the master's Korban Pesach because the master, Lav Dafka, wanted his free portion to go and eat from it. Maybe the master said, I want you to pay for that, but if you're not paying for it, I'm not letting you do it. Whatever the situation was, but the implication would be, so he can't be yotzei from the master's Korban Pesach, but he could be yotzei with his own Korban Pesach, avo Mishalo Asmo yochal. If he shechted his own Korban Pesach, he could. That's the implication for the Mishnah. But again, we have a Braisa that seems to say that that's not true. V'atanya, lo yochal, lo mishalo, v'lo mishal rabo. Not only can't he eat from the master's Korban Pesach, but he can't even make his own Korban Pesach. So what's going on? So the Braisa seems to contradict our Mishnah. So again, lo kash, it's not a problem, because kam b'mishnah rishona, kam b'mishnah achrona. Now this is something we have throughout Shas. There were earlier formulations of the Mishnah that were subsequently changed, but they never revised the original formulation because, again, it's Torah Shebaal Peh, and they didn't want to write it down. They only had to write it down because if they didn't write down the Mishnayis, so then they would have been forgotten. But they didn't necessarily change all the Mishnah Rishona. So the original Mishnah, the way it was written, they didn't necessarily change it. And even though subsequently there is a Mishnah Achrona, they were subsequently changed, but they didn't necessarily revise and edit all the Mishnah Rishonah. So here, this Braisa and our Mishnah reflect an earlier and later version. Now, what exactly does it mean? It's not. So we learned in a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, where it says, Mishachetzu Eved v'chetzu ben Chorim. It's a famous sugya. The person had two masters, and one of the masters freed him, so he's a half-free person now, but the other master has not freed him. So he's in this limbo state. He's not an Eved, he's not a Ben Chorin. He's a half-Eved, half-Ben Chorin. So what do you do in that situation? So the Mishnah Rishona over there in Gittin said, Ovi Nisrabo Yom Echad, Yesatzman Yom Echad. So, for example, on Sunday he works for the master, and on Monday he works for himself, on Tuesday he works for the master, on Wednesday he works for himself, etc. This is the opinion of Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's opinion says, so you just leave it the way it is. He's a half Eved, half slave. So one day he works for the master, and one day he works for himself. Everything is good from a financial point of view. Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai Omrim, when we turn to the Omud Beis, Peches Omud Beis, Beis Shammai says, you got a big problem over here. Tikantim is Rabo. So everything is fine and dandy from a financial point of view of the master. The master says, I'm getting 50% of his proceeds. I'm getting 50% of his work. He's working for me 50% of the time, and I'm getting exactly what I deserve. Life is good. But that only is good for the master. It doesn't do much for the Eved. Yes, Asmo lo tikantem. Bishami tells the Beis Hillel, your way that he works half time for himself, half time for the Eved, for the master, is not good for the Eved because he himself has no takana. Lisa, Shivcha, and Yochel. He can no longer marry a Shivcha Kinanis because he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin. And a Ben Chorin is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kinanis. Shekvar Chetzio Ben Chorin. So the half of him that's a Ben Chorin is also in the Shivcha Kinanis. So he can't marry a half a person. So therefore, he can't marry her. Okay, Lisa Bas Chorin, so let him marry a nice Jewish lady. No, and Yochel, because Shadayin Chetzio Eved. The half of him that's an Eved prevents him from going and marrying a Jewish girl. So he's stuck. He can't marry a Shivcha Kinanis, and he can't marry a nice Jewish girl. So, no, so don't get married. That's a simple answer. You bought though. So you won't get married. That's not good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should have children. That's the basic function of a person, is to go carry on the Mesorah and have children. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Yishnemar, Lo sov v'ra, lo sheves yitzara. Now, the word Ella isn't in the Pasuk. So, it's basically telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world not to be empty. He created it that you should go and have children. And therefore, how can you tell this poor Eved, Yibotel, don't engage in Puruvu? Also, just, I would add, from an emotional and physical point of view, that's a very difficult thing to tell him that he can never get married and that he's going to have to live a celibate, single life. So, therefore, Beis Shammai tells the Beis Hillel, since you have to go and figure out a way for this poor Eved to have a normal life, so therefore, Ela b'nei tikkun olam, for what we would call appropriate niceness to take care of this poor Eved, what we call tikkun olam, for making society a nice place for this Eved to live, in other words, to do better by this Eved, kofinis rabo v'ososo ben chorim. We force the master to basically take an IOU, so the Eved doesn't get off scot-free. So let's say he's worth $100. So he writes an IOU to the master, and the master frees him, and now you have a full ben chorim. An Eved Kenani that becomes a ben chorim is now a regular full-fledged yid. Now he can go marry a nice Jewish girl. Kofinis rabo v'ososo ben chorim. That's what Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel. And therefore, because if shtarah chatzi domav, he writes an IOU to the master for half his value, because the other half is free already. So it's $100. So he writes an IOU to the master for $100. Now he's a free person. He can go work, and all of his money that he earns is for himself. He'll eventually pay off the debt to the master. Therefore, that's what Beis Shammai says that he should do. Beis Hillel says, Taka, you're right, because my way was only tikatim as rabo. We only fix things for the master from a financial point of view, but we didn't do much for this Eved. So therefore, v'chazu Beis Hillel l'horos k'vei Shammai. And therefore, Beis Hillel eventually was retracting their position, and they followed the position of Beis Shammai. And therefore, our Mishnah, which said, the implication being that he can't join the master's Karban Pesach, but the implication was that he can go and join his own Karban Pesach, that's going to the Mishnah Achrona. That's after Beis Hillel was chozer, their original opinion, they retracted the original opinion, and now hold like Beis Shammai, that you force the master to free him. Oh, that's why he's allowed to go and make his own Karban Pesach. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omer l'Avdo, if a person says to his Eved, do me a favor, tzei u'shechot olayis ha-Pesach, go and shech the Karban Pesach for me. Now, Rashi's going to point out, even if he always takes either a goat or a sheep. Those are the two options for the Korban Pesach. And even though the master has a predilection that he likes one versus the other, since he just said stam to the Eved, go and shech the Korban Pesach for me, therefore, shochat gidi yochal, shochat teleh yochal. Since he didn't specify it, whatever the Eved does is considered good. The master realized that
I may not get what I'm usually used to getting, but since he didn't specify it, even though Rashi says, I forgot the raw gilbert lay, he normally has every year sheep for Karban Pesach, the keep the low parish lay, he didn't tell him to go specifically go and shech the sheep. So therefore, obviously he was willing to accept if shechted a goat on his behalf, and therefore whatever the Evit shechted is going to be a perfectly good Karban Pesach. Shochet gidi yochal, shochet le yochal, whichever one, he only shechted one of the two, is perfectly good. If he did both, he said, I don't know what the master wants. Let me do both. Shochat gidi vitzle, if he shecht the two, he said, oh, I'll go back to him and see what he wants. So then, yocham and arishom. Since as soon as he shechted the first one, that's what the master wanted. So therefore, that's a Karban Pesach that has minuyim on it, that has the master on it. So the first one is good, and the second one has to go to the Beis HaSreifa. As Rashi says, yocham and arishom, vasheni yisorif. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Then it tells us, shochach ma amalo rabo. The master tells him, I want you to go shecht a goat. Or he told him, I want you to go shecht a sheep. But by the time the Evid gets there, he's a shmata cup. He forgot. And he doesn't remember what the master said. Now, he doesn't have time to go back. He has to go shecht a carbon pesach, or else they're going to run out of time. Or he doesn't want to go back for whatever the reason. So he says, me modav shecht, this is what I'm going to do. Kate said, yaseh, what should he do? The Mishnah tells us, yishchat le ugdi. We know it was one of the two. So it's a 50% chance he'll be right. You don't want to do that. You want to be 100% right. So he shechts both. He says, shechts one tleh, one sheep, and one gidi. And he says as follows, v'yomar, if the master had asked for a gidi, im gidi omar li rabbi, if my master had said he wanted a gidi, so gizunt, hey, the gidi that I shechted will be his, shelo, utleh, sheli, and the sheep that I shechted will be my Karban Pesach. The Gemara will explain, wait a second, he doesn't have any funds, how could he shecht the Karban Pesach on his own? The Gemara will answer that up. So gidi shelo, the gidi is what my master wanted, he gets the gidi, and the tleh will be for me. And he says, likewise, he makes it tonight. If it was the other way around, in Tla Omar Li Rebbe, if my Rebbe, the master, had said, no, I really wanted the sheep, so then the sheep that I'm shechting now will be for the master, and the goat will be for me. Hatzle shalo, ugdi shali. And the Gemara will again explain how he could shecht something on his own when he doesn't have any money. Everything that a person, an Evan, has belongs to the master. So it's like he shechted both on behalf of the master. That's no good. So the Gemara continues and says, shochach rabo ma'amalo. If the master forgot what he told him, and both of the animals now were shechted. So in the situation that we just said, he goes back to the master and said, I wasn't sure what you wanted, so I shechted one for you and one for me. And the master says, well, I forgot as well. So in that situation, shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa, neither of these Karban Pesachs is allowed to be eaten because we don't know which one he was monui on, he was registered on. Maybe it was the gedi, maybe it was the tleh, we don't know. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, one of them is definitely a valid Karban Pesach that was shechted and had the zrika done, and it did have a person attached to it, either the master on one of them and the Eved on the other one, so therefore they are both yotzei with the Karban Pesach, even though they can't eat it, upturim elasos Pesach sheni. They don't have to go make a Pesach sheni because they did have a good Karban Pesach, albeit you have to send it to the Beis HaSreifa, but neither one can eat it because we don't know which one is supposed to eat which one. Now the Gemara says, when you started off in telling me, if the master told him to go and shecht, stam, so whichever one he shechted is good, the Gemara says, pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? The guy did exactly what the master told him to do. The master said, shecht for me a Karban Pesach, and the Eved shechted a Karban Pesach. The master didn't say a goat, didn't say a sheep, so whatever the Eved does, he's following exactly what the master told him to do. So pshita, why would you think that that is not the case? So the Gemara says, no, there was a chiddush over here. Shochat gidi yochal afal gav derogah b'tleh. That's what I pointed out. Even though he always used the sheep, but since he didn't specify a sheep here, so the chiddush is that if the Eved did in fact shecht a gidi, you might have thought, well, he's always using a sheep, so that's not what he wanted. No. In this situation, since the master didn't specify it, so it's good, whatever he shechts. And likewise, shochat tleh, yochal afo gav derogah b'di. And the same thing would work, vice versa. Even if the master always had a gdi, nevertheless, since this time he didn't specify it, and the Eved shechted a tleh, it's perfectly good. That's the chiddush. Then the Mishnah said, shochat gdi utleh, yochal min rishon. If the Eved wasn't sure what the master wanted, he said, I'll shech both. So then, whichever one he shechted first is the one that the master has to eat from. Now, that's what we said in the Mishnah, Bartanya, but the Brisa seems to contradict that. The Brisa says, Ein nimnin al shnei psochem kiyachad. The Karban Pesach cannot have one person on two Karban Pesachs. So how in this situation is
the master allowed to go and eat from the first one. He was also listed on the second one. So when the Eved shechted the Gdi and the Tleh, so he incorporated the master on the first one, but he also incorporated the master on the second one. That's a kasha, that's a problem. Now, if, in fact, the master told him, I wanted a goat, and he shechted the goat first, and then the fact that the Eved also put him on for the Tleh, that wouldn't ruin it, because that's what the master wanted. You can't go against his will, so to say. But here, we didn't have a clear understanding of what the master wanted. Maybe he wanted the Gedi, maybe he wanted the Tleh. So therefore, when the Eved shechted on both of them, so he's really monoy on both of them now. And therefore, that's why it's a problem. And Rashi points out further that he wouldn't be allowed to eat either one because of the principle, the Ein Breira. This is Din Daraisa, and we said we don't have Breira by Din Daraisa. And when he goes to eat, maybe Dilma B'Shah Shechita, at the time of the Shechita, Lo Havedaite Olea. Maybe he didn't want that one at the time of the Shechita, and it's only now, retroactively, that you're saying he wants that one, and therefore, Hilkach Lo Achil, because of Breira, he can't eat either one. So this Breisa goes against our Mishnah. So how could our Mishnah say that he eats the first one? So the Gemara says, our Mishnah, Masnisin, is talking about Bemelech u'Malka. So about a king and a queen. Now, what we have to know about a king and a queen, Rashi tells us, is Shetuluyin Aladeyan. They rely upon whatever the chef makes for them. They don't have any preferences. They're the king and the queen. They have royal meals every day. They have this type of meat one day, they have this type of meat the next day, so they don't really care. Vein makbidin al sudosan. Okay, if I have sheep today, I'll go tomorrow. If I have goat today, I'll go to sheep tomorrow. So they don't really care. Vein makbidin al sudosan, im gedi im tloim. They don't care whether they have goat today or sheep today because they have the other one tomorrow. They're rich. Hilkach ein kan din breira. Therefore, there is no problem with breira over here because de tarvayu nichale. They don't really care which one they have. The lekok peida. They have no preference whatsoever. They're Baruch Hashem. They are so well off that they have all of them all the time. So they never have a real preference. So therefore, Yotza Barishon, Yidei Chavasso. So whichever one is shechted first, that's what they want. And the second one, V'idach V'chdi. The second one was a shechted. It wasn't shechted for a purpose. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a king and a queen, as the Braisa tells us, V'hotanya. This V'hotanya over here is B'nichusa. As it tells us the din as follows. You're normally not allowed to go and be appointed or registered on two different carbon pesachs like we brought down. And that's why, unless you're dealing with a king or a queen, you got a problem because maybe he wanted this one, maybe he wanted that one. Regular people have preferences. They don't eat steak every night. So therefore, when they finally get a chance to eat steak, whoa, I really prefer to have goat. Oh, I really prefer to have sheep. So therefore, regular people, they have a preference, and that's why you can't eat with either one. But if you're dealing over here with a king and a queen, they said to their servants, go and shaft us a carbon pesach. And again, they don't care. And the servants went and shafted a goat and a sheep, or vice versa. And they asked them, which one do you want? So the king was a very smart king, and Amar Lahem, he said, go and ask the queen. She will tell you. Don't ask me, go and ask the queen. Rashi says, the kiyah, the Chachama Haisa, the wife, the queen, was expert, she was a maven, and she was very smart. And this is the minhag that all men always answer all questions with, let me ask my wife. A very, very smart minhag, wonderful for Shalom Bayis and for Simcha. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, if people remember this very, very important idea, there will be tremendous Simcha in the world. So the king said, go and ask my wife. And the wife was a chachama, so Bo Vishalu Min Amalka, so they asked the queen, some of the gears say Es Amalka, and Armulahem, so she told them, L'chu Vishalu, Rabbi Gamliel, don't ask me, I don't know what the din is, go and ask Rabbi Gamliel, let's go ask a Shaila. So Bo Vishalu Rabbi Gamliel, so they asked Rabbi Gamliel, what should they do in this situation? And Armulahem, Malko Melech, the Daitun Kala Lehem, said the king and the queen who have Daitun Kaila, it means that they're not fussy or particular. You know, we have many times where we say Noshim Daitun Kalos, and people take that as an affront. Oh, how can you say that they're lightheaded? That's not what the word Daitun Kala means. They're telling here the king and the queen about Daitun Kala. It means that they're nice. It means that they're not fussy. It means that they don't insist on doing something. They're not makpid on something. It's not a negative. It's a positive to say the Daitun Kala. And therefore, the king and the queen are very nice. It doesn't make a difference which one they have. Yochlu Min Arishon. So he paskened. Therefore, they can eat from whichever one was shechted first, that's the Korban Pesach. But us, plain people, Anan, we who aren't like the king and the queen, that we don't have steak every day, therefore we have particular interest in having goat or lamb when we finally get a steak, so then lo nocha, lo min arisha, lo min hasheni. Then we have a problem because
There would be a Breira issue over here. We don't know which one we wanted at the time that it was shechted. Now you're going to tell me later on it's a retroactive determination and it's no good. So that's how that was solved. And by the way, once we have this scenario, we have a similar scenario where the king and the queen were asked the question and it ultimately went up to Rabban Gamliel. Bishop Pamachas, the Braisa continues and tells us another similar story. They found nimtzes, in the food, they found halutah. Halutah is one of the Shmona Shratzim that we find in Parsha Shmini, where it tells us that these Shmona Shratzim, if they're dead, are metame. This is Tumas Sheretz. So they found this halutah in the kitchen, in the basement, b'chayim. So now they're stuck. It was a matame, all the other food or not. They were nisar, as many great tamidei chachamim were, to try not to eat their chulim b'tuma. They ate the chulim b'tara. So therefore, it was matame everything, if it was a dead lizard. So ubikshu latame kolasu dekula. So they said, well, I'm sorry, everything here is tame. We got to throw everything away, because we only eat chulim b'tara. So they didn't know what to do, so they asked the Shiloh. Bo v'shalos ha-melech. So they went to ask the king. King was very smart again. Amalem l'chu v'shalos ha-malka. Go and ask the queen. She knows Hilchas Kashas better than I do. So bo v'shalos ha-malka. They went and asked the queen. Here we have the girsa bo v'shalos es ha-malka. Before we had min ha-malka. That's why I said the girsa before it was probably should have been es ha-malka. And they asked her, Amalem, what should she do? She told them, l'chu v'shalos Rabban Gamliel. Said, I don't pass in these shilas, go and ask the Rebbe. So they asked Rabban Gamliel, Bob v'shalu also. So they asked Rabban Gamliel, is it matami everything or not? Amar lahem, so he said to them, where exactly did they find it? Beis hamit b'chayim, roseach otzonein. They found it in the kitchen, but was it in a hot dish? Roseach means a boiling dish. Otzonein, or in a cold dish. If it's in a cold dish, he assumed that the animal wasn't moving, that's because it was dead. But if it's in a hot dish, it still may be moving. It just wasn't able to move because of the heat. So Amulah, they said, Roseach, we found it in a hot dish. So Amulahem, Luchu, Vatilu, Olea, Kos, Shotsone. So go and pour some cold water, go and pour something cold on this hot lizard and see what happens. So they did this. Holchu, they went, Vitilu, Olea, Kos, Shotsone. They put some cold water on this lizard, and v'richasho, it moved about. In other words, it wasn't dead. If it's not dead, then there is no tuma sheretz. And therefore, v'tia, Rabbi Gamliel, kolasu dekula. He said, there's no tuma over here. May not be very hygienic, but that wasn't the question. The question was it matami? It wasn't matami anything. This lizard wasn't dead. And therefore, nimtzo, melech, toli b'malka. Bottom line is, from these two stories, the king is dependent upon his wife. He's subservient to his wife. And the nimtzes malka tluya b'Rabban Gamliel. And the malka, the queen, who's very smart, was dependent upon Rabban Gamliel. She was subservient to him. And nimtzes kolasuda tluya b'Rabban Gamliel. And the whole meal was eventually dependent upon Rabban Gamliel. He was able to be metaher the entire suda. Then we quote the Mishnah. It says, Shochach mash amalo rabba v'chule. If the servant was told by the master to go and sheft a certain type of corn pesach, either a gedi or a tle, those are the two options, and he forgot. So he said, okay, one of them will be for the master, and the other one will be for me. And he said, the one for me will be the one that the master doesn't want. So I'll go back to the master and ask the master, which one did you want? He said, oh, I asked for gedi. So he said, okay, so the gedi will be for you, and the tle will be for me. Shali, it will be for mine. So Gemara says, Shali, where's this master get anything? Masha kona eved kona rabo. How can a eved kenani have any ownership? Anything that an eved owns, masha kona eved, anything that the eved acquires, kona rabo. The master automatically acquires it. So how exactly did he purchase this korban pesach, mishali, from his own things? So that's simple. That's a technical answer. Amar Abaye, holech etzel roe, harogil rabo etzlo. He goes to the usual butcher that the owner, the master, goes to. The roe is the shepherd where he normally gets his meat from. He goes to the shepherd who then goes and shechts it or goes to the butcher and takes care of it. So he goes to his normal butcher that he goes to. The nichale betakante the rabbi, who understands that if you don't go and give this eved the rights to a additional lamb or a goat, whichever one the master wanted, you got to give the eved another one. So this way it can be misakin that the master will have a korban pesach. Umakni lechad minayu amanash ein lerabo rishus bo. So therefore, he gives him, the shepherd, this butcher, he gives him an extra sheep, knowing an extra animal, either a goat or a sheep, and knowing, therefore, that the master will be able to now have a korban pesach, so it's in the master's best interest, and therefore he gives it to him almanas, that the master doesn't have any rights in this. So you can give something to an eved with a tanai that the master doesn't own it. In that situation, we don't say mashe kona eved kona rabo, because the tanai specifically was that the master is not kona. So here, the ragil
Roe, the one that knows he's doing the master a favor, will do it in this situation, and therefore everybody is happy. That's how the Eved can have Shali, something that belongs to him. Then we quote the Mishnah, Shachach Rabu Masham Lavuchule, if the master also didn't remember, when the Eved comes back and says, listen, I wasn't sure what you wanted, so I did both, and whichever one you wanted, I'll take the other one. And the man says, I forgot myself. So now they had two carbon pesachs that were shechted, and they had the zrika done, and at that moment in time, it was known, the master knew it at that time, but has subsequently forgotten. So therefore, both carbon pesachs have to be burned, but neither one has to make a pesach sheni. That's what we say in the Mishnah. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, lo shanu, this is only true, el sheshochach achar zrika. As I just mentioned, this is only true if the master forgot what he wanted after the Zrika was done, because therefore, at the time of the Zrika, the master knew. So the master knew, let's say he wanted the goat, and therefore the sheep, the lamb, was for the Eved, and therefore each of them has a carbon pesach that's edible. That's true, el sheshochach achar zrika. The beidna de izrik dam hava chozi liachila. At the time that the Zrika was done, both carbon pesachs could be eaten. But if the master forgot, avol shochach levnei hazrika, he forgot after the shechita was done, but before the zrika was done, so then it's not royal achila. Dechi izrik dam lo havechoz liachila. At that point in time, we don't know who is scheduled for which carbon pesach. So at the time that it becomes royal achila, which is after the zrika, there are no people that can eat it, and therefore in that situation, they're not yotzi with the carbon pesach and chayav and lasos pesach sheni. Both of them will be required to bring a carbon pesach on pesach sheni. So Gemara says, that's the way Abaye understood it according to this first version. But there's a second version of Abaye. Ika de Masi lo Abraisa, that Abaye's statement over here, lo shanu el sheshochach achar zrika, the way we first learned it now, it's talking about our case in the Mishnah on the Karban Pesach, where there were two Karban Pesach shechted by the Eved and the master forgot. But others learned that Ika de Masi lo Abraisa, not on our Mishnah, but they learned it on the following Braisa. When Abaye said his statement, it was on the following Braisa. What's the Braisa? Chamisha shenesarvu oros pescheim zebezeh. You have five people that brought a Karban Pesach, five separate Karban Pesachs, and they flayed them. You take off the hide, and the hide is then allowed to be used by the owners. So they shechted these animals, but then they found afterwards the hides were all mixed up. They didn't know which hide went with which animal. They didn't say yabeles b'echad mehem. And they found a yabeles. Yabeles is usually translated as a wart. And Rashi says this is a mum, that this could be a certain type of blemish that lifts soul, that makes it not a kosher korban pesach. They didn't check it well enough beforehand, but now, whoops, it's on this hide. So whichever animal was attached to this hide is now a possible korban pesach. Only problem is they don't know which of the five was attached to that hide. So therefore, in this situation, all of them have to be suspected, even though there's only a 20% chance that each one was the possible one, but you can only eat it if it's 100% good. So kula nyotzin l'beis ha'sreifa. So you have to burn all five of these animals, even though four of the five are perfectly good. Since one of them is no good, we don't say batel b'rov, birya b'fnei atzmo, a carbon is a special, unique thing, and therefore we don't say it's batel afilu be'elef, and therefore you go and have to burn all five of them. Kula nyotzin l'beis ha'sreifa. However, but all of them were yotzi the pesach rishon, and they don't have to bring a pesach sheni because in this situation, each of them was in fact yotze. Now, on this, on Rabbi, here's where Rabbi made a statement. Lo shanu, he said that that's only true that they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Elishinis arvu liach hazrika. At the time of the zrika, we knew exactly which one, or at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew which one was to which, and therefore, at the time of the zrika, carbon 1, 2, 3, and 4 were attached to hide 1, 2, 3, and 4, which were good, and it was carbon 5 that was attached to hide number 5. And they only got mixed up after the Zrika. So at the time of the Zrika, we perfectly knew which one was which, and if it was royally achila, and only the Be'idna, the Izrik Dam, Mia, Havi, Chazi, Lechila. Therefore, at the time that the Dam was Nizrak, they were all eligible to be eaten. And therefore, it's only afterwards, and that's why the Riyotzi, the carbon Pesach, and don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But Abul Nisarvul, if Nezrika, if after the Shechita they flay the animals, before they did the Zrika, they got mixed up, and now they don't know, then none of them are Yotzi with the Korban Pesach, you still burn all of them, but Chayav and Lasos Pesach Sheni, they all have to make a Pesach Sheni. So Abaye either made a statement on the Mishnah, or he made it on the Braisa. The Mishnah was talking about that it was perfectly good Korban Pesach, there was no blemish with it, and the Braisa is talking about one of them is blemished. So, according to the version that Abaye said it on the Mishnah, Man de Masdei Masnisin, the one who learned Abaye saying it on the Mishnah, so certainly Kosher Kena Braisa. Why is that? Because the Mishnah was talking about there's no intrinsic psul. It's just we just don't know which one is which. But there's no intrinsic psul. The second one is an intrinsic psul. So if Abaye's statement is going when there's no intrinsic psul, certainly it goes when there is an intrinsic psul. But According to the second version, Madamasti Abraisa, that said Abaye was making a statement on the Braisa, maybe only on the Braisa when there's an intrinsic psul, does he say it's no good. Abu Amasnisin, but on the Mishnah when there's no intrinsic psul, lo. Because Kivan the Chsherin Ninu, since technically it's perfectly good, it's just we don't know which one is which. The Iitkar, Havi Chozil Achila, if somehow they were able to remember, he said, oh, that's right, I wrote it down, let me go check. Oh, I wanted the Gdi. So if they could somehow figure it out, so then it would be good. So therefore, Kameshmaya Gaya. So it's always revealed to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Lav Davka, if you hold, Abaye's statement was on the Braisa, Lav Davka, it also goes on the Mishnah. As Tosos points out, Pirush, the low apostle, the bottom Tosos, he says, therefore, it's not possible, Kol Kach, it's not so bad. It's not like the intrinsic psul. And therefore, hold, there ain't no begufa carbon, since there's no intrinsic psul, so therefore, the first one would be good, according to the second version of Abaye. Now we say, Omar Mar, we quote the Braisa, it said, Ubtur Milasus Pesach Sheni, that in this situation, we had the five owners, they don't have to go bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara is going to have an interesting discussion, why they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. For Ika Chad the Lonofik. So four of the five, they were Yotze, but the one that had a puzzle of carbon Pesach, that had the Abelis on the hide, so that carbon Pesach really wasn't good. So one of the five really didn't bring a carbon Pesach. So how come he also doesn't have to go bring a carbon Pesach? Why don't we say you have to bring a carbon Pesach out of Sofik? So the Gemara says, Mishum de lo Efshur, because it's impossible. What are you supposed to do? And now the Gemara is going to go through every possible option to see how you could possibly bring Karbanos, the one person who didn't Yotze with the Karban Pesach could be Yotze. So we go for a long, interesting discussion. Shmuel says, Hey, Chliyovi, what should we do? There's nothing that you can do, ultimately, but we're going to try every possible option. So let's say first, let's say, call Chad V'Chad Pesach. Let them all bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And this way, the one who didn't bring it, so he'll be Yotze. But what about the other four? Gemara says, Komaisi, Chulin, Yazar. The other four are bringing something that's not really a Karban Pesach, and they're bringing Chulin into the Yazar because they're not Mechuyev in a Karban Pesach. The Arba Minayu, Adilu, four of them already were Yotze. And therefore, they can't bring all five of them a Karban Pesach, on Pesach Sheni. Okay, Gemara says, so Lesi, Kuluchad Pesach. So just bring one and say, Mimanushach, the one who is not yet Yotze, this is his Karban Pesach. No. We don't know which one it is. And therefore, if they were to do this, they all go on one Karban Pesach, Nimsa Pesach Necho Shalom Minuya. Four of them aren't allowed to eat from it because they're ready with Yotze. So therefore, you can't do it that way. Where it says, Nu, what else can we do? Hi, Mai, what else can we do? So it says as follows. Neise kolchad minayu pischo v'neisne v'neimo. Each of them should go bring a Karban Pesach and say the following. Ididi ba'mum, if I was the one that originally had the one with the Abeles, so then, hi, the icy, Hashta neve Pesach. So then the one that I'm bringing right now, that is in fact a Karban Pesach. And no, VDD Tom, if I'm really one of the four that really brought her his Karban Pesach, so then it's not a Karban Pesach. You don't want to bring it now? Hi, the Aitzi, I'm bringing it on Pesach Sheni, but I'm bringing Hashta neve Shlomim. I'm bringing a Karban Shlomim. So a Karban Pesach and a Karban Shlomim are very similar. We'll see they're not 100% similar, which will be the way we're going to slug this up, but right now, why don't all five of these people do this? Each of them should bring one carbon and say, if I'm the guy that didn't bring the Karban Pesach, so then I'm the guy that's now bringing the Karban Pesach. And if I'm the guy that brought the Karban Pesach, I'm one of the four guys that brought the Karban Pesach, I'm bringing Karban Shlomim. Or says, no, that won't work. Lo Efshar. And we turn to Peites Omed Aleph. Why not? Because a Karban Shlomim has certain matanos that go to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to eat them. And here he won't be able to, because if it's a Karban Pesach, he doesn't get those matanos, and he can't eat them. Mishum deika, chazei v'shok, the chazei and the shok, the breastbone, the manubrium area, and the shok in the right thigh, so those are always given to the Kohen in a Karban Shlomim, but they're not given in a Karban Pesach. And therefore, the Kohanim would be ochlele, but if the Kohanim are eating from a Karban Pesach, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. So where it says, nope. Go bring an individual Kohen on each one. V'naisei kol chad v'chad Kohen badei. So let each one have a Karban Pesach on it. So in this situation, there'll be a Kohen with each separate one of these Karban Pesachs, which are a Shlomim or a Karban Pesach. And this way, the Kohen can go and eat the Chazei and the Shok. One says, it doesn't work. Hi Kohen, Echidami. What type of a Kohen are you going to do for this? One of them is going to be eating a Karban Pesach. So either of a Pesach, if you're bringing five Kohanim that eat a Karban Pesach, on the Pesach Rishon, so do Mahai Pesach. So maybe this is the one of the five that's the Karban Pesach. And they're not allowed to go and eat it. And you're going to tell me, be the law of the Pesach, you're going to bring five Kohanim that didn't bring a Karban Pesach. So great, one of them will be fine, but the other four are eating Karban Shlomim. Do Mishlomim, the law of the Pesach. So you're stuck again. So Moshe says, okay, I got a better answer for you. But nicely call Chamisha Chad Kohen. You're going to have these five guys, they'll each bring a Karban and say, Mimanushach, it's either a Pesach or it is a Shlomim. But only bring one Kohen. who didn't bring a Korban Pesach, the law of the Pesach, and he'll be on all five of the Korbanos. The one that is a Korban Pesach, so he's now Yotze with the Korban Pesach, and the other four that are Shlomim, so he's eating Shlomim meat, no problem, and he gets a Chazay in the Shok, but he's allowed to get the Chazay in the Shok of the Korban Pesach because he didn't bring a Korban Pesach. So why can't he eat the Chazay in the Shok? So this sounds like it's a perfect teretz. The Nimne Yilave, Hani Chamisha Psochim, he'll be on all five of these that are either Psochim or a Shlomim, and Mimanashach, he'll be a Yotze, because Ikachad, the law of Pesach, one of them is really a Korban Pesach. He didn't bring a Korban Pesach, just like the owner, this Kohen didn't eat the Korban Pesach, so now he's Yotze the Korban Pesach. And the other four, he'll be Shlomim, the Korban Avkibe, and this way he's Yotze, he's Korban Pesach. Sounds like we have an answer. One says, no, that would be fine. El Mishum, the Korban Mayit Bachila Shlomim. There's a problem over here. We have a rule that we never want to limit or minimize the amount of time that a carbon can be eaten because of nosar. We don't want a carbon to be nosar. And therefore, a carbon Pesach is only allowed to be eaten either till midnight, like Rabbi Eliezer, we'll learn that later in the Masechta still, or until the morning. But it's only that night, or half that night. And a carbon Shlomim is allowed to be eaten not only that day that it's brought, but that night as well, and the next day. So therefore, the Shlomim is now going to be limited. The four or the five that are Shlomim are going to all have to be eaten by the morning, or maybe even by midnight. And therefore, you have a problem as you're limiting the eating of the Shlomim. Because the Ilu Pesach, Leon V'layla, Ilu Shlomim, L'Shneyom V'layla Echor, the Shlomim will be able to be the next day. But now we're limiting it, so therefore, we don't want to ever memayit achilas kochim. Mora says, okay, you know what? I have another teretz for you. Instead of bringing a regular Shlomim, go and bring what's called a Moser Pesach. A Moser Pesach is a carbon that was designated to be a carbon Pesach, and then let's say he brought another one designated to be a carbon Pesach as a charayis for it, and then one is brought. Well, they lost one, then they designated another one. Now he has two carbon Pesach. So one of them is a Moser Pesach. The one that's using for carbon Pesach on Yudalit / Tezvav of Nisan, that's the carbon Pesach. And the other one is brought as a Mosar Pesach, which is a Shlomim, but it has an interesting caveat in that it's only eaten also for that day and that night. It's not like a Korban Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night, but it's only eaten like a Korban Pesach. So here we got a great answer. Go and bring five Moser Pesachs. One will be the real Pesach Sheni, and the other will be Shlomim, but they're also eaten for the same amount of time, just the day and the night, and you're not Mamayit Achilas Kotchim. V'naisi Moser Pesach V'neima and say, Ididi Ba'mum, the one who says, I was really the one that was the Baal Mum, all five of them say this, if I was the one with the Baal Mum, in other words, I didn't bring a Korban Pesach Rishon, so Hai Da'isi, Hashta, the one that I'm bringing right now, Neve Pesach. And each of them says, EDD, Tamu, if I really was Yotze with the Korban Pesach, so this is a Shlomim, but it's a Moser Shlomim. Neve, Hai Da'isi, Hashta, Shlomim, I bring the one now, it's not a Korban Pesach, it's a Shlomim, and it's a Moser Pesach, and therefore, Necha Leyom V'laylu Echot, and therefore, there's no problem with being Mamayid Achilas Kotchim. Or it says, still no good. Why not? Can you possibly do this? You're now designating it to be a Moser Pesach? You can't just suddenly make something a Moser Pesach. You're only allowed to do a Moser Pesach. There really was a Korban Pesach, but here it wasn't a Korban Pesach. So it says, okay, so go and find one. There must be people that had two Korbanos for Korban Pesach that didn't use them. Then Nitrichu, go trouble yourself, and then I say Moser Pesach. Go find five Moser Pesachs and bring it. And therefore, we could solve our problem. One says, nope, there's still another problem. A Korban Pesach doesn't require smicha, but a Korban Shlomim requires smicha. And therefore, we don't do smicha, we're not doing the mitzvah properly. El Mishum smicha, leaning on the Korban. The Ilu Pesach lo by smicha, Vilu Moser by smicha. A Shlomim, a Moser Pesach, requires smicha, but the Korban Pesach doesn't require smicha. So we still haven't solved our problem. Where it says, well, maybe we did, partially. That would be an unsolvable problem if you're dealing with men. If it was five men, ha-tenach karban anoshim, men have to do smicha. But karban anoshim, if it was five women, they're also obligated in karban Pesach. Women aren't obligated to do smicha. Michael and Maymar, now we don't have that problem. So let five women bring five Moser Pesachs, let them trouble themselves to find five real Moser Pesachs, and do exactly what we said. It's all going to be eaten for one day and one night. No problem of Mimayit Achilas Kotchim. There's no problem with Smicha. There's no problem with anything. We seem to have solved everything. Shmuel says, no, there's still one thing that we have a problem. The Matana, the Zrika that you do by a Korban Pesach, is different than the Zrika of a Shlomim. What is that? El Mishum Matanos, the blood applications on the Mizbeach. The Ilu Pesach Matonachas. You only have to do one blood offering on the Mizbeach, as opposed to a Shlomim, which is Shnayim Shtem Arba. The Ilu Pesach Matonachas, however, Ilu Shlomim Shtayim Shtem Arba. A Shlomim, you do two applications, you do them on opposite diagonal corners, and it's each one is really doing it on two. So it's Shtayim, you're doing two applications, one on this corner, one on that corner, diagonal from each other, that have the Yisod, and that's called Shtayim Shtem Arba. So you're doing really four applications, each application is really two. So it's two applications that are really four, versus a single application called Pesach. So therefore, we still have a problem. Where it says, no, not a problem. My nafkamina, there is no practical ramification, because Ba'atnan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Zvachim, that tells us that b'di'evet, if you only did one application, you don't say. So just do one application. So just do one application. If it's the Korban Pesach, you don't say. If it's the Shlomim, Moser Pesach, Yotze. So again, we seem to have solved the problem. Gemara says, no, we still haven't. El Mishum, Dilu Pesach B'Shvicha. No, the Korban Pesach doesn't have a Zrika. It has a Shvicha. You just pour it onto the Mizbeach. Dilu Shlomim has to be done B'Zrika. You toss it onto the Mizbeach. So we still have a difference between the two. And again, the Gemara says, my Nafkamina, no. Lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference. Vatani, because we learned in another Braisa, call an Eitanim B'Zrika, if you're supposed to have done Zrika, and by accident, Shinesonim B'Shvicha, you Yotze. So you're right, whichever way you do it over here, even though you're supposed to do Zrika, but bottom line, if you did a Shvicha, you still Yotze. So bottom line is, if we could find five women, they find the most of Pesach, and you just do one application, even if it's a Shvicha, you Yotze. So we seem to have solved the problem, at least in part. Mar says, no. Ema the Karmrinon, the Eved. When do we say that bid the Eved, if you did it, it's good? It's only bid the Eved. But Lechatchila, you're going to tell me Lechatchila, we should go and do something like this incorrectly, wrong, Lechatchila? And the answer is no. And therefore, bottom line is, E.F. Shor. That's why we said, in this situation, where there were five of them, and one wasn't Yotze, that poor guy is stuck. He won't be able to be Yotze. Onus Rahman Apatre, he won't be held accountable, he won't be Chayiv Kares, he did the best that he could. There is no alternative. We did quite a bit. We got down already halfway to the Amud. This is a good place to stop the shir. Thank you for always listening. Have a great day.